Have you heard the old advertising slogan, "Say it with flowers"? A florist could certainly help you with statements like, "I love you" and "I'm sorry."
Emma Gerard Davies is a florist who lives in Holywell in Wales. For our A Day in My Life section, she spoke with correspondent Lois Hoyle about her daily routine and the business of selling flowers. This has changed recently, as she explains.
You know, it's more internet-based now. We buy online now.
Now that she can buy the flowers online, Gerard Davies leaves home at about 8 o'clock in the morning, or 8 a.m. In the past, though, her mornings were very different. Listen as she talks about what she used to do. Afterwards, we'll practice talking about times of the day.
I used to go into Liverpool at 3 o'clock in the morning to buy the flowers. 3 times a week, yeah. I used to leave at 3, get there at 3:45, Liverpool, buy the flowers and be coming back into Holywell about 7 o'clock, 6:45. Then I was in time then to set up the shop and condition the flowers, because all the flowers that come in have to be cut and put in water before you can actually work on them.
Did you catch all the times that Gerard Davies used? She said she used to go to Liverpool at 3 o'clock in the morning. Another way to say this is 3 a.m. What is another way to say 3 o'clock in the afternoon? 3 p.m. The 24-hour clock is not used very often in spoken English.
What time did Gerard Davies used to arrive in Liverpool? Listen again.
I used to leave at 3, get there at 3:45, Liverpool.
As we just heard, she used to get there at 3:45. How would you write this time? 3:45. A quarter is 1/4. In time expressions, it's 15 minutes, or 1/4 of an hour. How would you use the word quarter to say that it's 5:15? It's 5:15. Now let's listen again to another excerpt from the interview.
Buy the flowers and be coming back into Holywell about 7 o'clock, 6:45.
She mentioned two times, 7 o'clock and 6:45. Which one comes first? Right. 6:45 comes before 7 o'clock.